You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. By the way, later on in the show, we'll be going into the Spendorama occurring up in D.C. right now, the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill. I just noticed up on the screen here in the studio, Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville was on Fox saying that this is just flushing cash. He's literally saying that we're just flushing cash. Now, I do believe, though, I think Tuberville may have voted in favor of allowing the bill to move forward, which I question. If you don't like it, then why would you do that? But I haven't seen a confirmation of a roll call on that, so grain of salt. But nonetheless, Tommy Tuberville saying not a fan of the spending, which he also said in an interview that came out on Yellowhammer, I believe, yesterday. All right, let me do this. So we got a guest coming on with us, somebody who's no stranger to this show. John Wall is the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. He hails from the North Alabama region right here in our listening area. He is with us right now so we can talk about leadership and challenges within Republican Party leadership overall. Chairman Wall, how are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing very well, and it's great to be back on the show.
Well, I appreciate you being here today. Thanks for making time for us. So, Mr. Chairman, let me ask you this. Right up front, I'll just go ahead and say, I have already called for the idea of seeing a new leadership within the National Republican Party. Ronna McDaniel, she's been there for several terms. That's just me. I don't know how much you're willing or able to say, but I recognize that she's being challenged right now by Harmeet Dillon and by Mike Lindell, of all people. Your thoughts on where this is going during the winter meeting coming up and whether she'll still be the party chair?
Well, you know, and I think there's going to be a lot of questions asked, and as there should be. You know, it's hard anytime you're going through a cycle where you don't have the results you expected to see. And for the Republican Party, that's not just this cycle. It's going back two or three cycles.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think there's definitely questions that need to be asked. For me, this goes deeper than just the chairman of the RNC. I really think there needs to be a fundamental shift within the National Republican Party. And let me explain what I say by that. You know, when I look across the country at where we did do well, because there were areas that we did. You know, you look here in Alabama, we picked up 50 seats for Republicans across the state of Alabama in an already very red state. You look at what Florida did, with Governor Ron DeSantis taking 20 points in what is traditionally considered a swing state. And I think you have to ask yourself the question, why did these states have a red wave? Why did they produce? And I think when you look at the policies, that's what you see. You know, in Ron DeSantis' acceptance speech, he said his message to the Republican Party was, don't be afraid to be a bold conservative.
Yeah.
You know, don't be afraid to stand up for people's rights. Don't be afraid to stand up to these woke agendas, to the indoctrination in our schools. And so I think you see here in Alabama, you see a party that's very much targeted in that direction. I know that's my passion, my focus. You see that in some of the legislation that we've been able to get across the finish line with the State House and Senate passing transgender bills protecting our children, passing constitutional carry protecting people's rights, making vaccine mandates illegal in the state of Alabama, and protecting our workforce and our citizens from an out-of-control federal government. And so I think in those states, you saw people respond. And so I think that's the shift that I want to see in the National Republican Party. I want to see a Republican Party that is actively fighting and standing up for people.
Well, I totally agree, and I do think that, by the way, in the state of Alabama, we did a great job on the cultural side of policy, moving in the right conservative direction. I'm concerned about the fiscal side, and I'm certainly seeing that in D.C. right now with Republicans defecting to go and help Schumer pass a lame duck spending bill that you look at and think, why? You know, Minority Leader McConnell is literally collaborating with the Democrats. And he's got his usual suspects, Murkowski and Romney and the rest of them, and our own Senator Shelby, for that matter, on his way out the door. They are looking at helping the Democrats pass their agenda when they don't have to. And so I question whether we should see leadership in not just the party, but whether we should see leadership change in the House and the Senate as well.
I mean, it's a great question. And, you know, this is something that the grassroots has been a question they've been asking for years. Why, when Republicans get control, do they not have the same backbone that the Democrats have? When they're in a minority position, why do they not stand firm? You know, they need 60 votes for cloture in the Senate.
Right.
Where are these bold, strong conservatives? So, no, I think you're right. I think it goes across the board. We need people who are willing to stand and fight both on the social issues, on the policies, but also on the financial side, really just standing up for our country. And that's what it's about. It's about these America First agenda, you know, getting government back to serving the people. And the greatest risk to our country, if we're honest about it, is the national debt and our out of control spending. Yeah. That is actually what has taken down most great countries, most great empires throughout history, has been financially not being able to control themselves financially from within.
Well, so let me ask you this: in terms of a way forward, you know, one of the things that truly frustrated me, and I was talking about it again earlier, was that Senator McConnell literally stated out loud. I mean, he used the outside words, inside words as outside words. He said he had no intention of putting forth an agenda. He didn't see the need to have a plan. Well, analysts are saying right now that's one of the reasons why the midterms were bad for the Senate, because we had no plan that people could rally around.
And I was also very disappointed when he came out and said that he didn't really think we had quality candidates.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of those things. You can think that, but as a leader, you don't say it. We need leaders in the Republican Party who fight for our candidates, who fight to win these elections. And they have to care and they have to work hard. And whatever he thinks, there is a time when you should just be quiet. And that's what I always say with Liz Cheney, right? But like Liz Cheney could have just been quiet. She didn't have to endorse policies she didn't agree with. She didn't have to, you know, she didn't have to go along with things she didn't like, but she didn't have to be aggressively against fellow Republicans.
Right.
I'm very disappointed with McConnell's statements in the midterm primary, in the midterm election for the general.
Let me ask you this: in terms of demographics of the Republican Party, I've got an article here that I talked about just briefly before you got on the air. Generation Z, the Gen Z Republicans, 18 to 29-year-olds, they're about to be one of the largest voting blocks in the nation as boomers age out. But millennials and Gen Z are overwhelmingly right now voting Democrat. Have we got an initiative underway that you believe will start sort of capturing the hearts and minds of Gen Z? Do you see that as being something that we're headed towards?
No, it's incredibly important to me. You know, and sometimes I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I actually fall within the younger range of voters, right? So when I was elected, I was actually the youngest chairman in the country. So reaching out to young people is very important to me. But the sad truth is, what I think we're seeing is we're reaping a culture that no longer respects work, no longer respects traditional values. And I put a large blame on our education system. I think we have got to get — that's one of the reasons I'm passionate about the education system. If we don't get that under control, the next generation will be worse than what we're seeing now. The trend will continue. You know, I think that's something we have to look at, because we're foolish if we don't watch the trend and expect more if we don't change our actions.
Well, I agree. I mean, and it's the old adage that the next generation are the ones that are going to be in charge. So we need to make sure. I did my whole segment on my monologue earlier today, and it was really geared towards manhood. But I was talking about the fact that raise up a child in the way they should go, and when they get old, they will not depart from it. But some of that is true, and just across the board in terms of policy making. And what do you want your country to look like when you're the ones who are old enough to run the country? And I think if we don't start instilling some of that, and then reaching out to them at voting time in a manner and a means by which they can relate, and I'm talking like social media and, you know, captivating their attention in the manner that they relate to, we're going to lose that generation, and we're going to pay for it at the polls.
I agree. And I think this is kind of the party's target with that, because we do want, like you said, we want to reach out to them where they're at. But I think it's also where we have the chance to pick them up is to reason with them on a value level. And what I mean by that is, when you think about what everyone wants, no matter what your social demographic is, no matter what your age range, no matter what your race, we all want to be safe. We all want to be successful. And we all want our children or future generations to have a good, bright future.
Yeah.
And when you think about those things, It is the policies of the Republican Party that best accomplish them. And,
well,
and I think that's incredibly important for us to get back to talking about the issues, not about personalities of leaders, but get back to those issues.
Yeah, and I think we've got to find a way to communicate that to the younger generation, and also, you know, to be more bold about reaching across demographic and racial lines to make sure that we're actually reaching all of society. And I don't mean we ought to factionalize people like the Democrats always do, where they divide you up into little small blocks, but I am saying that there's a means by which, even the Apostle Paul said, I have become all things to all people that I might win them all the more, meaning he knew his audience and he spoke to where they were.
Absolutely.
Well, hey, listen, I'll tell you what. Go ahead, Mr. Chairman. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that I know that's something that's near and dear to my heart. You know, when you look at, like I said, I come from the grassroots side of the party. And so when I'm looking at policy, my question always is, does this help people?
Yeah.
And if we're honest about it, take the free college, paying off people's college tuition. On surface, you're like, well, that's great. That helps students, right? But the truth is, when government gives out free money, there are consequences. And we see that with inflation right now. We're seeing a hit, and who it hits the most are the poor and the middle class and the young people who aren't as established yet. So I think also communicating the consequences of bad policy, because government policy has real-world consequences.
Well, let me ask you this before we hit the break, and I want you to hold on during the break, and we'll talk about non-politics, some very cool things the party's working on right now, fundraising for veterans. But let me ask you this before we go to the break, just a yes or no. What do you think? Is Ronald McDaniel going to survive and be the chairman again after this next election cycle?
You know, I think right now he has the vote. It will be interesting to see. I think this is her high watermark. I think from here on out, she will lose votes between now and the election, and it'll be interesting to see whether that dips below the 50% needed.
All right, man. Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Chairman, if you'll hold on during the break, we'll come right back. Talk about something that really caught my attention yesterday when you sent it out, about trying to help some veterans who have a need right now. And so if you'll hang on, we'll be right back, sir.
Sounds good.
All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. All y'all stay tuned. We got more. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Going back to the phones right now for the next few minutes with Chairman John Wall of the Alabama Republican Party. Hey, Mr. Chairman, listen, it really caught my attention yesterday. You sent out an email on your email address to all members of the Republican State Executive Committee, letting them know that you're basically putting your name on raising funds to help two Alabamians who actually went to Ukraine to help Ukraine fight Russia, and they were captured, and all the expenses they've incurred by being able to come home. Talk to us about that for a minute.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, and I think we all watched their story. You know, it was covered across the country. It went worldwide, just the saga of them being captured, and then not knowing whether they were going to get out, and then the Saudi Arabian prince actually negotiating for their release, and then them getting to come home, you know, and both being veterans, you know, from Alabama, just watching that throughout this year. When I heard that the expenses, you know, there was no one who covered the expenses for them to get home, and that the family had put it on their credit card and still had debt.
Wow.
I was just like, instantly, I knew that was something that I wanted to help with, especially with the holiday season coming up. You know, I thought, what a better way to give back than to give these two guys and their families, you know, a little bit of a gift here for Christmas.
Yeah, that's huge. And yeah, so just to refresh everybody's memory, these two guys, both of which are veterans in their own right prior to going to Ukraine, went over there on their own dime to serve and help. I know one of the guys was a Marine. The other one had been in the Army, I believe. I think they both served in Iraq and or Afghanistan. So how much money are you trying to raise? Do you have an idea what the goal is?
Well, and what I love about this is anything that we raise here on the grassroots level, right? Like any of your listeners that want to donate or the party members, anything they put towards this, we'll also have a couple larger donors who are going to match funds.
Oh, wow.
And our target, on the, with our GoFundMe, we started the GoFundMe, and our target with that is 5,000, which would then be matched to potentially up to 10,000.
Wow. Wow. That is
which would
cool.
cover, which would cover all the travel expenses, pay that off, and give them a little bit extra.
So we have a website called www.praythemhome.net. That was their story, where people can read their story, find out more about them. But then you have a GoFundMe page also, right?
That is correct. And the easiest way to find that is to just go to our Facebook page, which just type in Alabama Republican Party on Facebook. And if you don't have a Facebook, visit our website, algop.org, give the headquarters a call, and they'll be able to take care of it all for you.
That's very cool. And by the way, this is not like you're going to start taking these lists of people that gave $5 and $10, $20, $50 to help these two veterans, and suddenly they're going to start getting mailouts all the time for other things they weren't trying to support. You're literally looking to just do something good for two people, right?
That's correct. These names, addresses go on nothing. This is just directly for this effort. It doesn't go through the party or to the party, directly to these families, helping them out, and never another whisper from the party as far as fundraising goes.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Which
I promise, the Alabama Republican Party is not as bad as some of the other organizations across the country, just for your information.
Well, I'll be honest with you, though. I really appreciate the fact that this is I don't remember seeing this before. This is a totally, and I would call this even a bipartisan thing, this is a totally philanthropic opportunity. The party is in charge of it, but you're doing it for reasons that aren't political. You're looking at two guys who've incurred a lot of debt just to be allowed to fly home because they had to pay their own expenses to get home from, you know, when they were rescued. And then they had all their expenses of, you know, not getting paid and things along the way. And some would say, well, they went on their own steam. They knew the risk. You know what? I don't care. I think this is a good thing to do for good, you know, good dudes who tried to do the right thing. And so I appreciate y'all taking the stand.
No, and we feel the same way. You know, and for me, like you said, this is not about the politics or even the politics of the Ukraine war, whatever side. This is about two Alabamians, veterans, who stood up for what they believed in, and we didn't know if they were going to make it home. And this Christmas, they get to be home with their families when they didn't even know if they would survive. No, it's a great story, and we're glad to be able to just give a little bit back. You know, the Republican Party loves our veterans. We support our veterans, and this is just a small way we can give back.
All right. Well, Republican Party Chairman John Wall, thanks so much for spending time with us today. We appreciate your insights, and I look forward to having you back on again sometime soon.
Always a pleasure, and I look forward to it.
All right. Take care. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you.
All right, folks, listen, as we wrap this up, that I saw that last night, and when I was texting him about coming on the show, I said, hey, I just got this email. We need to talk about this thing with these veterans. So these guys, Alex Druki, I believe his name is, and Andy Hun, they were captured in Kharkiv in June of this year. Remarkable story. The nationwide news. They made it home. They're Alabamians, but they incurred a huge amount of debt just being able to come home from captivity. And so you want to check them out. There's a GoFundMe page. There's a story about them on their website called praythemhome.net. Praythemhome.net. And $5, $10, just sacrifice one pizza. You might actually do a good thing to help build some money up for them to pay back the debt they incurred just to come home. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.